G'day guys, if you're enjoying the content, make sure you go over to Inner City Hermit on YouTube, subscribe there, or, you know, go over to bloody Spotify or iTunes and hit subscribe on that. Make sure you stay up to date with whatever's going on in the bloody world of Inner City Hermit. Or if you like seeing my face even more than most, go over to Instagram, Facebook, at Inner City Hermit Podcast. Show the love, share some stuff. You know what it is. I always plug myself, even though I hate the term plugging myself, but it is what it is. My guest today is, I don't even have to introduce this dude anymore. He's been on so many times. My good friend, Darcy Gannon. We came on, we were initially actually recording for his podcast, but I thought, fuck it, why not? Good content. We'll do a sit down, have an hour yarn about everything that's going on with Bloody Brilliant Beers and all that. And man, I just love talking to Darcy. We both sort of bounce off each other and we have sort of great chats. So I love it. He loves it. I love him. He loves me. So without further ado, guys, Darcy Gannon, let's get into it. G'day, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit. The standard hermit, Darcy, D-hole, DJ Darcy-hole, Bloody Brilliant Beers, link up, of course. Let's crack these motherfuckers.
Woo!
Hey, man, cheers. First one back to the potty.
It feels weird to be here.
Dude, I feel like real pumped to actually do one in person again, man. I like the Zoom ones, but something about being in person is really good.
I think the Zoom ones are good because you can just do them whenever. And like with, you don't have, you know what I mean? People can be anywhere, but I feel like so much better quality. Like I was listening back to one of our ones in the car on the way here and it's just like, it's not bad, but you listen to one that you record in person, it's like so much better.
Yeah, I think that's why I kind of dub my audio in from, like, that's why I record from this. Yeah. And then, like, I'll dub my, because if you listen to my Zoom without me putting the mic on, dude, it's just grainy.
Yeah,
like,
I think when we recorded the one with you, which one was it?
No.
Oh, when I came on your
I was going to say the other one I did, I used the H5 to record my voice and it was so much better. But the one where I just had AirPods in, bro, would have sounded like shit.
Yeah, it didn't sound too bad, but definitely when I listened back to it, like the actual one, it sounded so much better.
Definitely. What are we drinking here, man? Because you picked this.
Yeah.
You said you've had this before.
Yeah, I had it ages ago, but
it's a sour, hey?
Blackberry sour. Yeah, these guys, it's from Aether, who are at, I think they're in near me somewhere, Albion or something, Northgate, so on the north side, they're a tiny little brewery, but they make sick beers. I have had this one before and I actually had one of their other beers yesterday, which was awesome, and just saw this in the group last night, so
yeah, a good one. I rate the can design too.
Yeah, it's pretty mad, eh?
I like man, I we were talking about it before, like the other one that I don't even know what this fucking one's called, man, but that can design, I think that people can see it. Well, it's like, for those of you listening, it's like this, I don't know, it's like a grungy, oh dude, he's got a Wu-Tang tattoo.
Hectic.
Fuck, that's sick. So anyway, you boys have started, well, I'm not gonna say started, but you guys have, sours are like a thing now, hey?
I know,
like,
it's hectic.
Everyone I'm talking, like, mind you, it's only like a couple of my mates, but everyone that I'm talking to is drinking sours.
Yeah.
So like, why did you guys push the sours so much?
I don't think we pushed them. I think we just, like, I didn't even know what they were before we started, and I just think they're fucking delicious.
Yeah, they are
so
nice.
I think, like, that's sort of the whole thing with the group, is we don't really push anything. Like, we just talk about the beers that we like.
Yeah.
And Klutzy loves them. So I think Klutzy, if he usually drinks one beer, will drink like 50.
Yeah.
So he needs something that he can.
He's got a good gauge on like sessionable beers.
Yeah.
Because he's a veteran in terms of fucking drinking heaps of piss, man.
Yeah.
He's like the fucking Bruce Lee of drinking piss.
We did a podcast the other night.
Yeah.
And there was the one with Black Ops, and we're drinking these like hazy IPAs. And they're like, because Black Ops has just bought them out. I'm like, we should both go and get some. And they're like 1.9 standards. And we're talking to this dude for like 20 minutes. And Clutch is like, it's pretty good. I'm onto my fourth can. I was like, what the fuck, man? Chill out.
Dude, I fucking love the start of the Black Ops one where Clutchy's like, we've had some technical difficulties. And the guy's like, I was going to come on here and rip you for your fucking shit Photoshop. But it seems like you're tech illiterate as well.
So like we started and I was hosting it and it was on Zoom and I was like recording it. And then something happened and my whole computer just like froze and restarted.
Because you had to call in.
Yeah, and I was like, what is going on?
You photoshopped you on the fucking phone.
So then I like opened it back up and we'd literally been talking to this dude for like 20 minutes and none of it saved. I was like, fuck. And I was like, luckily Dan from Black Ops legend.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, mate. We'll have to start again. He's like, no, all good. Started again. Same thing. My Rachel's internet at home just no internet.
Oh,
so then, man, I was like,
I'm terrified of that with the Zoom things. Like, well, that's why with Thursday, with the, excuse me, with the interview with Ice, man, I'm so fucking stressed about like the internet. Like, my internet's pretty good, man, but like, you know, probably the biggest interview of my podcasting career.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it'd be the one fucking time that the internet's like, oh yeah, we're just doing maintenance on the servers.
Well,
like,
me and you would talk shit for 3 hours on Zoom calls, but the one time you'd actually
talk
to someone.
Yeah, man, exactly. Like, yeah, and I could drink with my mates on Zoom and same thing, man. So,
but yeah, I ended up having to, Dan was such a legend. I was talking to like Jay and Klutzy. I was sending him just messages like, just do it without me because I don't want to like stuff Dan around.
Yeah.
Because he's like, bro, he runs like 7 businesses, like built Black Ops off the ground. They're massive.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just sent him a message like, yeah, I came to jump on. I was like, holy shit. And I was like, don't stuff Dan around. You guys just go record it and send it to me. Like, I don't, it's shit. But next thing I get an email from Dan, like, don't think you're getting out of it this easily. And he hosted it on his Zoom because he had Pro and didn't have to pay for like the extension.
Fuck,
and he's
good.
Like, because of Pro, you can call in. So he sent me a phone number and I literally called on
that's
my phone.
Sick.
So I didn't have any internet. So I'm sitting in like Rachel's home office with my phone on loudspeaker.
Like, up against the wall. Like,
yeah, okay,
pretty
cool,
much.
Man,
yeah.
Cool,
actually, the annoying thing was I should have thought of it. I didn't mute my mic when I, like my phone when I wasn't speaking.
Yeah.
So every time there's like the slightest noise, my picture came up on Zoom, which is like just literally a phone.
It's just the shit.
Yeah. Well,
is
I had to go through and put that in because it. The,
did you make that like in like 3 seconds?
Yeah,
just to do it.
The original one was literally just like a phone shape. So I was like, oh my God. And there's so often like Dan's spitting some wisdom and it's just like my phone up there because I'm going in the background. Like, fuck. So annoying, but.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, he seemed like such a nice guy. Once again, man, I think the beer community is just so fucking.
Well, everyone we've spoken to, oh, like.
Dude, and the thing about it is too, like, we've all fucked up in terms of like audio, stuff like that. It's no skin. Like, if he said to you, look, boys, I'm out of time, sorry, you're not going to look at him differently because you're like, oh man,
Fair
I fucked up.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're willing to just be like, oh, I know, like, I'll be patient. It's all good. Like, I love what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Like, and that's so cool in that, in the beer community for them to, I think it's shed light on how down to earth just.
Well, and everyone that we've spoken to, like, we spoke to someone from Ballistic, Helios, Black Ops, like, literally everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, give yourself a plug. Like, what, how can people find you and help you support during Corona? And they have all said, like, we'd love you to drink our beer, but if you can't, just go to your local independent brewery or your local independent bottle shop, like shop independent.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's sort of just
that's
in
sick,
it together,
man.
Which is sick.
That's really cool. I like, you know, even talking to Jake the other day from Tins and Gigs, shout out Tins and Gigs, go follow on Instagram. We want to get him to at least 1,000 followers. But yeah, it's very much the same in the music sense. Like, he was talking to me about how he got his first interview. Like, he was just hanging out at a record store with Hockey Dad.
Mm.
I was like, oh, do you guys want to like do a podcast? Like a quick little interview. And like those boys, they didn't, Hockey Dad's a big band.
Yeah.
They don't need to do that sort of shit. But the fact that they were just like, yeah, man, like you're a guy out here having a go. You're a nice bloke. You love our music. Like, why the fuck would we not want to sit down with you?
Even if it's far from
And the interview's
something.
Gold, man, because the guys are just so catch because there's no pressure on them because they're doing a favor.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, what's going to be said on the interview is going to be taken out of context by like some music, you know, like Triple J or something.
Yeah,
not saying
they
do it, but like
they could
easily,
and
they've done it before,
to, like,
you know.
Well.
Yeah, they've definitely, cancel culture in that sort of area is pretty prevalent, I guess, because they feel the pressure and the fact that they're a government sort of funded one, they sort of have to ebb and flow with whatever society's norms are. So if there's like a band, you know, doing shit things.
That was really annoying, man, as well.
What was?
The little cursor.
Oh,
was
sorry,
right,
bro. Yeah, man, I was like, I could see it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, fuck, this is pissing me off. But no, that's really good, man. I like how many, you're getting so many good, like really good interviews in. Like, I think, you know, I like the way you do your interviews with obviously like the breweries, which are the, you're legit ones, but then you've also started doing On The Piss. Like On The Piss is pretty much where you talk to like members of the group.
Yeah, pretty
which
much.
Which is fucking
so
sick.
I was talking to Josh about it and I was like, we need to, like, not need to, but we should just be, because it's hard to like organize, one, to organize the time. Klutzy, I work full time Monday to Friday, well, Monday to Thursday at the moment, but 9 to 5. Klutzy works in hospo, so often he'll work midday till 11.
It's so hard.
Yeah, and then he goes to bed at 2 a.m. and then wakes up at 11 when I'm at work. So it's like actually so hard to try and align a time, even just for the two of us to sit down, let alone to organize with someone like Dan from Black Ops.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, I was like, oh, we like, and I feel like, I sort of was looking at your podcast and your content. Like, you're so consistent. you've got something dropping every week. You've always got new stuff. I was like, yeah. It sucks. Like, I feel like even when we first started, we did 3 like straight off the bat, and we plan to do more because of lockdown and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, spanner in the works.
And we're going to have like, to change again because yeah, exactly. lockdown's then getting different. Like, this is a perfect example of how we're changing back. Like, it's yeah. doing this now. And this, once you get used to one, now you got to get used to the norm again.
Well, and it was like, I feel like people really jumped on board. Like, we had a bit of momentum at the start. And then once we didn't put a podcast out for like 6 weeks, did our first one on Zoom, and I went nowhere near as good as like the previous ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, now we don't have another one lined up for 2 weeks. One, we're not putting out constant enough or consistent enough content. Two, I'm not getting any better at producing the content because I'm not yeah. practicing.
Yeah.
I was like, let's just get on. And like, it's lighthearted as well. I feel like we've sort of got 2 forms of content with our pages and stuff.
Yeah.
The serious stuff, we're recommending beers, talking about brewers and stuff, but also like yeah. the TikToks and the
funny. Well, I think memes. That's important too, in that like I look at like, you know, talking from the top of the pyramid, like I look at like Joe Rogan. One of the reasons why I love him is because, yeah, I can sit down and listen to like a fucking, I don't know, some science person talk about an issue.
Mm.
And then the next sort of episode, I can listen to 2 comedians yeah. talking shit and having a laugh.
Yeah.
And that variation of content makes it so much. Like, if you do the same, if you just interviewed breweries over and over and over and over again, it's great. But people are still going to be like, oh, okay. Like, what else is there?
Yeah.
And the fact that you've got those avenues. Have you ever, you're thinking about doing sort of your own thing as well,
yeah.
eh? Like,
yeah.
Do you think you'll probably go down sort of, you know how like YKTR's got like the scope, like they do like individual things as well. Do you reckon you boys will end up doing that sort of shit as well?
Yeah, I don't know. So the thinking behind mine is I'm sort of like we've literally last weekend I built a website and stuff and we placed an order to get some shirts printed. So we're literally waiting to get the shirts and then we're ready to go to sell them, which is cool. But my thinking's sort of going to be like, because one thing I really think that we don't do with the page is sort of documenting the journey.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sort of take a different approach with my own one. And so yeah. like, this is why we like this thinking, we don't just randomly post stuff for the sake of, you know what I mean? Everything's yeah. either trying to bring you a good beer or a cool fact about a beer or a yeah. brewery or a story or make you laugh.
Yeah. It's like, you need to inform, educate. Make funny, inform, educate, or be funny. Like exactly they're the right. three, they're the three things in your brain.
So I feel like it'd be like a good sort of angle to have. Like, this is literally the first episode of my podcast is going to be, this is how I got paid to drink beer, basically. Yeah. This is everything we've done in the last, since January. So what, like 4 or 5 months? And we sold however many shirts in however long it takes.
Yeah, and one of those shirts dropping, little plug there.
I actually don't know. Depends when I get them from, depends when I get them from the screen printer. Cause I'm not working Fridays at the moment
because yeah, okay.
of COVID. So
yeah.
I was hoping they'd be done yesterday.
Yeah.
Cause the dude's in Acacia Ridge, which is pretty far from me. Yeah. But, I don't know. I was going to actually send him an email on Thursday because I was like, I haven't heard from this dude. Right. I thought it'd have been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I realized with the public holiday and I actually sent it to him last week, it's been like 4 business days. I was like, chill out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's
but
my shirt?
But that's the thing, man. Like when you've got that vision in your head, you become like not impatient in a bad way, but you're I want it now. It. Like yeah. this is sick. I need it now. Like
it's annoying having to rely on other factors.
That's
to, like,
it,
get
man.
Stuff
like, you know, when are these going to come in? You've yeah. obviously got the COVID thing. Will that affect delivery? Yeah. You know, you had a date. And I think the shitty thing is too, when you put a date on something, like no, if you don't put a date on something, people, they're just going to be like, oh, sick. Like yeah. this just dropped.
Yeah.
If you put a date on something and you don't drop it, then you yeah. kind of shoot yourself
yeah,
in the foot.
Exactly
you're like,
right.
fuck. Like,
so once we get the shirt, so I'm like, I've got a little bit of a plan in my head of like what we're going to do. So I'm going to start writing blogs for the website as well. And I've already written this one. I haven't obviously launched it. The website's not live, but Clutzy and I did a podcast on sours, like what sours are and
sour half hour.
Yep.
Yep.
So just going to write like a little, it's going to be like a page if that
yeah.
little description of what sours are, Clutzy's top 5 recommendations. Mm. Website's live. Check out our blog. When you log on, the first thing you see is coming soon.
Yeah.
Shirts on whatever date. Build a bit of content around it and launch it. But yeah, I sort of just wanted to be like, because I've consumed so much content and done so much research in the last 4 or 5 months. Like, I was literally at work on Thursday. I don't even know how to use Excel properly.
Dude, I don't
but
know.
But the next day, I built a full website that's ready to like,
yeah,
people to order shirts.
It's,
ship them out.
I love web. Like, who did you do yours through Wix?
The website, yeah, yeah. Nah, Shopify.
There you go. It's like, I like how it's they've made it so easy now. Like, I look at like companies like Wix and all that sort of shit. Like, you can literally build it from like even down to talking to Jake built his whole Tins and Gigs website himself,
yeah,
on an app. Like, it's just, yeah, like, you know, back in the day it used to be a little bit daunting in that, you know, I cannot get this volume right, man. I can see the thing just flickering, eh? you know, back in the day, you used to have to do like HTML, yeah, like all the coding and shit. Yeah. It's so hard now. It's literally like putting together a fucking slideshow.
Like our website's pretty much ready to go. All we've got to do is add a domain and a shipping policy. And literally Shopify's so smart that it'll be like, when you log in to the back end, it says, you're almost ready to go. Add a domain.
Yeah, like gives you that step of, because there's things like you obviously wouldn't think about. Like if I walked, like I even look at this, that the whole starting this sort of media stuff is like, there's so much shit you don't know and you discover it. When you have something like that, like a 5-step thing, like create your website, create it, like you know exactly where you need to go and what you need to do. Yeah. Whereas like back in the day, you were kind of just like, I remember doing an IT assessment where we had to create a website and I was fucked. Like firstly, I shouldn't have been in the class anyway because I'm tech fucking illiterate. But like I pretty much went in there to play games, I won't lie, and I made this shitty website and I was just like, who the fuck would want to do this? Like, this sucks. But now, like,
so easy,
anyone can do
watch
it.
Like 2 YouTube tutorials. But yeah, like that's, I've watched that many YouTube tutorials, listened to that many podcasts. So basically it's gonna be like, this is what we did, quick rundown is we started the group, it went off, I was like, oh, how can we provide value, beer reviews, we built the chatbot, we started the podcast, we started posting videos on YouTube and memes. Okay, next episode is how to start a podcast. It's going to be me on iMovie sharing my screen, editing the podcast, going to Simplecast. This is how you distribute it. Bang, done. Next episode, how to edit a video. Same thing.
It only have to be like 5 minutes, man.
Exactly.
It's like how to build a podcast in 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, and then like how to get a shirt printed.
Yeah.
Go to AS Color, screenshot this, go to Canva, make a logo, drop it on, go to Google, type in screen printer near me.
Bang, done. You finished. Yeah, man. Like that's just so valuable to so many people. I feel like now, and this is coming from, I always like make this disclaimer, like this is coming from a fucking spud, but like you need as much shit as possible around your brand. Like whether it's stickers, you know, a shirt, even it's just like, you know, like your Bloody Brand beer shirt. Yeah. It's not fucking rocket science, the design. It's just bang, it's bang, sell them. Yeah.
And like, I think that's the thing. That's the hard part. The hard part's not building a website or getting shirts printed. It's having people wanting to buy your shirts. Like we've been posting, we were talking just before, I've posted twice every day since like January, and I don't know the day, say the 10th of May or something. Like literally 5 months of posting twice every day. I've spent so many hours on making podcasts and vlogs and everything else. Like that's, and like that, it's not that that's hard. Like anyone can, like, and I know I'm not very good at it. Like the editing aspect.
You're starting
and stuff.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, it's that, it's just like, that's the way to do it. And I feel like if you can step it out, show people, okay, first thing you need to do is make content. So I'll show you how to make a vlog, how to record a podcast and get it out there. Step two is you need shirts. Here's how to make a shirt. Step three is you need a website. Here's how to make a website. Like there's 5 minute YouTube videos and you can go from
those two, they're going to branch out to people who don't even know who your brand is.
Well, that's it. And like,
the amount of videos I watch on like tutorials, that the actual tutorial video I'm watching is part of a channel. They're talking about like some fucking, like, I think one of them I looked at was like, a dance school, and I was watching their video on how to record audio because they were like doing voiceovers, and literally I was like, why the fuck would I ever go to this channel? But I like an informative one might, like, I'm not saying I'm gonna get into dance, but if someone looks at that then sees your page or sees your YouTube, I'm like, oh fuck, these guys do this as well. Like it's a whole new avenue of fan base.
People might not be interested in beer content or any of the shit we post, but they might find what I'm saying really interesting in the theory behind it.
Yeah.
And follow the page just to keep up with like, oh, that's what he was talking about when he did this, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a cool story. Like if I can say, like, imagine if we're getting 30 shirts. Imagine if we sell them out overnight. Someone's like, oh, I know this dude who can't even use Excel and managed to sell 30 shirts overnight based around him drinking beer for 5 months. Like,
yeah, man, that's fucking sick.
So that's the thinking, but we might sell no shirts. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, how the fuck do you know, man? You like, nobody knows.
It can,
like,
go either way. So.
Yeah. Well, I even look at it like, a little bit off topic, but kind of like the same. It's very hit or miss in that, like, you know, you could have a big hit, sell 30, or you get, so like, you know, when Quade shared my video, like Quade Cooper, fucking however many followers, like 400,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
I got like no follows.
Yeah.
But, and I thought like, holy shit. Like,
here we go. Yeah.
So like, it's so, you can't predict it. Yeah. It's almost impossible to predict. Like that share could have got me 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Well, that share could have got me none, which it got me like 10.
Yeah.
So for you, you could sell 30 shirts, you could sell no shirts, you could sell, like, 5 shirts. But how the fuck do you know?
If we document it, that's the learning. Like, okay,
that's it.
We got 10 larges and they sold out instantly, but now we've got 4 double XLs in there that we can't sell. Yeah. All right, so next order, what do we do?
So the big fellas aren't buying shirts.
Exactly. So we're not getting any more.
Why the big
XLs?
Fellas not buying shirts?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is just document. I'm just going to document it, everything we've learned. Like, I feel like I've learned so much just from doing. So take all the content that I've sort of consumed and looked at and just...
Well, it's like personal growth too, because, you know, people might look at this sort of shit as like, you know, it's obviously a hobby. Like, I don't... I think yours is probably a lot more business orientated than mine, obviously, because yours is a business.
Yeah.
Whereas mine's sort of just to sort of watch.
Mm.
And like... Oh, man, like it just editing a video, you know, at work, there's so many times where someone would be like, oh, hey, who can edit a video? I'm like,
me,
yeah. Like 100%.
Who can build a website?
Who's comfortable talking into a microphone in front of, you know, in my case, 300 year 12s? I'm like, me, I'll do it 100%. Yeah. Those are skills that you learn by doing this. And whether this goes anywhere or it doesn't go anywhere, one, I'm loving it. And two, these skills that I'm learning are skills that I wouldn't have learned if I didn't do this. You
and
know
the other
what I mean?
Thing I think as well is like, well, two things I was going to say. The first one is there's some things that I remember when I was editing our first podcast, I didn't realize that when you record audio and video, sometimes they don't record at the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you record,
our audio and video didn't line up. And
it's
I was like,
so fucking
how is this
annoying,
possible?
Eh?
Like,
yeah.
There were, so anyway, I literally went through and every 3 or 4 seconds when it dropped out, I'd split the audio, drag it back and get it back in line. It took me like 4 hours. And
shit,
then
man. I need to send you this
fucking
program.
Well, I watched one tutorial on YouTube and it's like, you just change the speed of the audio, line it up at the start and the end, it's done. I was like,
but like, are you going to make that mistake again?
Exactly. But
fuck
like,
no.
If I can make a video like that and save someone a whole day of editing.
Yeah,
if you listen back to our first
man.
Podcast, you can hear Klutzy's audio
bro, it's
dropping
so
in and out.
It's
yeah.
always fucking Klutzy's audio, man.
It's audio. His internet and audio.
Bro,
so
I saw it the other night. Klutzy, I fucking love you, brother. I do. But turn your fucking fan off when you're recording audio. It's fucking killing me.
Klutzy,
if you're watching this, turn your fan off, bruh.
He had a costume on the other day and he's like... And he doesn't realize, but just in front of the mic, it's like, and it's just, I was listening to it in the car.
He's so,
like, oh,
he's just
dude.
So innocent. The
he's
fact
so
that
funny.
Every, like, I love watching him. See, the camera just turned off then. Yeah. I forgot it. But like every episode, I just love watching him sort of not, but it adds to it. It adds to it because so many people are going to relate to Klutz. Like I've had a Klutz moment where you're just like, oh fuck, I can't believe I did that. You know what I mean?
But yeah, the other thing I want to do it with is like, I want to sit down with people who... Cause that's like sort of what my interest is. I would say business, but sort of branding and building a brand and stuff, especially through content. So basically the whole thinking behind me starting my own one, it's just going to be an excuse to sit down with people that are smarter than me. Like if I can sit down, like one of my goals is sit down with Sterling Howland, who's the chief of brand at Bolter, like love their beers.
Yeah.
Their branding is sick. I've listened to so many. Yeah. I've got the shirt on right now. I was like, what's that? Their beers are awesome. Like, just love everything they do. Like, working for Bolter in marketing would be like dream job.
Yeah.
So if I can hit up Sterling, and be like, hey mate, I've got this podcast around building brands. Love your brand. Like if I can sit down with Sterling Howland for an hour and chat to him about it, like.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you learn so much. Like, you're essentially a sponge. Mm. Like, you're creating something that, of course, like it's cool and it's great content. But for you, like, it's gonna be. Like
much more beneficial for me than him.
It's a selfish way to look at it, but
100%.
I look at this, you know, this interview with Ice coming up. I'm sorry, I won't mention it anymore. I'm just really excited about it. But like you said, man, and we sort of chatted, and you're probably one of the reasons why I actually got the interview because I shot an email and you got brushed. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it doesn't help that I don't actually have a podcast yet. They'll like send through your handle.
Yeah. it's Darcy _ podcast.
It's funny because in his ebook, he says to make sure you have 3 episodes lined up before you launch so you're not scrambling for content.
Yeah, 100%.
I have zero. But on my email, it's like, I've got 2 recorded. I'm just waiting for my 3rd one before I launch. This will be an awesome opportunity.
And you just shot for the stars, man.
Yeah,
close your eyes.
Yeah, pretty
points.
Much. Yeah, I was like, should I do it? I was like, fine,
yeah,
why not?
But for me, man, that podcast, as much as I really want the listeners to get into it, it's selfish. It's me. Every question I ask is going to value, like, that's going to benefit me. But that's still going to benefit other people because everyone's
exactly.
in the same boat.
I was talking to you about it, and I sort of pretty much says that all he's done is taken what Gary Vee's done, copy and pasted it.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what we've done.
Put his
and
little, like,
exactly, like
swizzle
his spin
on it. Yeah.
And he loves Gary Vee, and he's pretty much my Gary Vee, if that makes sense. We've taken everything he's done and copied and pasted it. And it's funny because he's another one, Sterling and Ice, like my two top ones. And I was like, what would I even talk to him about if I got him on my podcast? Because I think if I was given the opportunity to sit down with him, asking him about how he started YKTR and what they've done is a waste of my time because I've listened to
you know
literally
everything.
Like, I could tell you his story
Inside Out.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably better than he could. Like, I've literally listened to that many podcasts, even him on other people's podcasts I've listened to.
Yeah.
Heard his story that many times. And I was like, I wonder what I would even talk to him about. And he was on doing like a live Instagram chat. And I was like, oh, I should fire him a question. I was like, if you had Gary Vee on your podcast, what would you ask him? And he was like, oh, great question. I feel like I know his story inside out. What I would do is be really selfish and just take it like a consult. Like, yeah. I don't care if it's
well, I saw you said that same thing to me.
Yeah.
You literally told me, because I was like a little bit, I don't know, not nervous, but I was like, fuck, like, I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah.
You were just like, use it as a personal consult. Like, ask him questions that you would ask.
Yeah.
Like,
if I get the chance to sit down with him, I'm going to say, give us a 5-minute recap of your story. And if anyone wants to hear more, I can give them 50 other podcasts
to.
But once we get through that, I'm just like, and I don't care. Even he says it's like, it's really selfish. It's probably not as valuable as it could be, but for him personally, and that's why I think we're the same thing. I just love to pick his brain about the beer stuff and all that for half an hour. So. Oh,
fuck yeah, man. And like, that's the other thing too, is like, I can see you'll get a podcast with him 100%. Like, even if it's down to me, like being like, hey mate, there's this dude, can you please, like, he'll cry if you don't. But that's the thing. You know what? I noticed that I loved about, and this is probably why you and I are so close, in that, like, you know, we sort of bounce every idea we sort of have. You and I sort of, I think,
we call through, each other fucking like twice.
You've actually turned into like probably my most spoken to mate because we're both constantly thinking about, like, I remember we even had a chat about like creating memes. We're like, cunt, this is so hard. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But like the best thing about it is that I'm noticing is everyone that I'm talking to, which is like another podcast in Brisbane or another brand, is like, everyone's so supportive. Like,
yeah,
so, and once again, I go back to the support. But what I mean is, like, you know, if, for example, like, I'll go to Ice, I'll be like, fuck yeah, you need to do a podcast with this guy. Or like, you'll be like, oh, you need to do a podcast from like, with like Charlie from Helios.
You rang me
like,
the other day about Tins and Gigs.
Yeah. Because like, and the fact that instead, like, there could be a mentality of like, oh, I want to eat, but I don't want these motherfuckers to eat.
Mm.
So like, you know, I could be like, you know,
fuck you, Darcy. I'm talking to Ice.
Fuck you. I'm not going to put a word in for you.
Yeah.
But it's like that sort of culture is so good. And it's a culture that I've kind of just immersed myself in as sort of a creative, that I'm like, fuck, like, why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I get into this sort of shit earlier? It's so positive.
But it is a bit scary. Like, you get scared of the people throwing shit at you. And we've had so many people to pay us out for it. But at the same time, I've had so many people like, reach out and be like, this is actually sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually awesome.
Well, I've seen the best thing about Bloody Brilliant Beers page that I've seen this morning, because I went on a bit of a trawl this morning, is someone, I can't remember who it was, but someone said, it wasn't the comments that you picked up, but that was really cool.
Yeah.
But it was a guy, it was like, hey guys, long time listener, first time poster, I finally feel really comfortable to give a fucking review.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like, I'm talking extremes, right? But that dude, who the fuck knows what he's been going through?
Yeah.
He might not have a job. He could be on the verge of jumping off a fucking bridge.
Yeah.
Your page gives him a platform where he feels comfortable. And just doing something like that may be the difference. Once again, I'm talking to extreme, but it could be the difference between that and him doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Just that, like, oh, I feel included here. Like, we spoke about it, and Jay was one who kind of really advocated for the inclusivity part, like that creating that positive comment culture, like, you have no idea how much that helps.
And that was something when we first started, we, like, the three of us were like, okay, every post we've got to be on it, and we've got to be like,
be a part of it.
We spoke about it in the first podcast. It's almost like an email response.
Mm.
And we're nowhere near as like thorough
vigilant
as we were,
but other people are doing it for you. You've engineered the culture.
Someone messaged me last night, I posted it. Someone was like, you know what I love about the group is no one's like, not no one's taking the piss, because some of the reviews are funny, but
no one's
trolling or paying anyone out.
No.
Like, they're just genuine, either genuine reviews or people being funny, and everyone gets behind it so hard. So
that's it, man. And that's perfect. And people need that. Like, and I think that the thing since that podcast that I think's been amazing for you, because there's some, like, I hate it's like sounding all like, you know, virtue signaling and being like, oh, equality, but you've got like girls in the group now.
Mm.
And like, inviting girls to a mainly bloke group can be sort of fuel to a fire at some point. I've seen girls post and blokes just giving them full-on kudos. Like, hey,
one of the girls
good
from my
on
work
you,
last night was drinking this beer, and she's like, oh, it's so good. I was like, throw a review up. She's like, oh, I'm a bit nervous. I was like, trust me. Like,
it's so...
I was like, put it in the title
it,
that it's your first post.
Yeah.
And like 10 comments on there, like, sick. Yeah.
Good on you. Like, that, and that's, you know, we talk about how sort of the... how bloke's advice went so sour. Mm. And I guess that's where it went sour. They just, I guess the fact that you guys are growing, like, not in a disrespectful way, but you're growing slowly.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to manage because you're not, like, bloke's advice got to like 10,000 people overnight.
And there's probably one dude running it.
How do you police that? Yeah, exactly. How do you go through all the videos being submitted? Like, by the end of it, like any business, you're going to get to a point where you're like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, go. And then all of a sudden you've posted some dude, like, jacking off on a chick's face or something. Yeah. And then, like, you're fucked. You've just completely ruined the culture because you set the standard there. It's like I liken it to a classroom. If you let one kid get away with something, you best believe that whole class is going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I love what you boys have done. I think that's why I'm so adamant about putting you guys up all the time, because it's fucking good. It's fun as well. Oh, man, in a world now where anxiety and everything's so big, even me personally, like, I think the best messages I get are when people are like, hey, man, like, I go through the same shit as you do. Like, I got really bad anxiety. I get, like, really down sometimes. And hearing you put it out there makes me more comfortable to talk about it. Like, and I'm just like, almost. I'm like, bro, I might get fucking 100 listens on a podcast, but that one message, bro, it's worth it.
I could get one listen and get that one message.
I would love to get paid in that regard. Yeah. I don't want money, but having people reach out and tell me that I've helped them.
Yeah.
That's money for me, man.
Exactly right. Better than money.
That's it, man. With your sort of own thing, with your sort of own channel, are you still going to be, are you going to do it as part of Bloody Brilliant Beers? Nah, or is it just going to be full separate?
Yeah. Just sort of as like on just like my socials and stuff. Sort of keep it away from that. But almost like, documenting the journey. And as I said, I just want to talk to it. I feel like it's just a good opportunity for me to learn like, from people that are doing what I want to do, like get in front of people, sit down with them for half an hour, even if it's on Zoom or whatever, like just get in front of people. But I also feel like it will feed in, like if people are interested in business and starting their own thing and they'll follow, like they might not even like our beer shirts or whatever, but they might follow along just to see what we're doing, if that makes sense. Mm. So I don't know, just a bit of fun and also good practice for me, more content. Like
that's it, man. It's all about, like Gary Vee said it.
Reps.
And I hate to be like, oh, Gary Vee this, Gary Vee that. I don't listen to him religiously, but you'd be a fucking idiot if you didn't think, sometimes he comes off as a bit of an asshole, all that shit. Everything he says is so valuable. Yeah. Everything he says, when I learn something from him and I do it, it fucking works.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how the fuck does this work? Yeah. It's working. Like a lot of the meme stuff that I did, that's from him. Cause he sort of said like, you could do three amazing posts, three very valuable, good posts, or you could do eight pretty good posts.
Mm.
Which one's going to get you more engagement?
Yeah.
The consistency of, you know. So, we talk so much business, man. I wonder if people get fucking bored of our shit.
Hope not, otherwise.
Who gives a fuck?
My I'm starting. That's going to go very well.
It's my fucking podcast, man. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I could
delete that whole segment.
I could
if you
pour
want.
This beer over my head. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, man. I'll get rid of the whole thing.
Have you heard Hamish and Andy do that? They do the keep or delete.
No.
It's like a segment that do keep it or delete it.
Dude, I love those.
Sometimes
guys.
You only hear the intro because they delete it.
Fuck yeah.
So they're like, keep it or delete it. And they talk for 10 minutes and they decide later if it's in or out. So they're like, okay, it's time for keep it or delete it.
Yeah.
Roll the intro and then it's on to the next segment. Like they've obviously deleted that one.
I love. Those guys have gone to a completely different level since recording their own podcast.
So funny,
take away Channel 9, get fucked. Channel 10, get fucked. Get all this mainstream media shit can fuck off.
Dude.
Give them their own platform where they can do whatever they want.
You know what's actually funny? I don't know if you've seen, but this week, Matt and Alex started their own podcast.
Yeah.
And they're doing it, they're doing like all day breakfast, right? So they do every morning from, I think it gets released at 6 o'clock. They do like a 40 minute podcast. And I was thinking, yes, I was in the car. I was like, this is going to be the death of Triple J. Like people now have every morning their favorite breakfast, like Matt and Alex have got to be the all-time favorite, like our generation.
Yeah,
everyone's favorite breakfast.
Anyone who realistically gets in there, you're like, well, you're not them. Like,
exactly.
You're not them.
And so now you get in your car. Doesn't matter if you drive to work at 6 a.m, 7 a.m, 10 a.m, 3 p.m. You can have Matt and Alex on the way to work every day.
That's what I love, man. I love the fact that, and it like it back in the day. Oh, sorry, I'm cracking another beer, guys. My bad. Back in the day, it used to be very conscious of when you were driving. Like, I would only know, like, back in the day, it was like, I think I had Ash, Kip, and Lutzy in the morning because I'd drive to school. And then the afternoon, I'd have, like, I think it was called the Shebang on
Hamish
Triple.
And Andy used to do.
Hamish and Andy used to do it too. Like, I just remember, like, one of the most nostalgic things is, like, I'd the shebang would be on and I'd be driving to training. Like my old man would be driving me to training. And those voices became very iconic.
I was saying to my mate, imagine if Hamish and Andy did every day, drive to work, Matt and Alex on, drive home, Hamish and Andy every day.
Yeah, man.
You would never listen to the radio ever.
Well, someone asked me, they're like, oh, like, do you actually listen to full 3-hour Joe Rogans? I'm like, yeah, over the course of like five days.
Yeah, like
I don't
week.
Listen to it all at once, but the reason... Sorry, that came... I'm not actually.
Looks, these are burpy beers.
Yeah,
aren't
bro,
they?
They're so frothy and fizzy. Yeah, but that's a good pour, eh?
Yeah, nice.
Dude, these don't look like beer.
Nah.
This doesn't look
that,
like
I'm
beer.
I'm pretty sure
at all.
That's what that would have looked
oh,
like.
Oh, there's
well.
Floaties in it.
Oh, no, that's all right.
I was gonna release this little snippet video. Oh, bruh, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a bit fucked.
That's danky.
Where's this from? Newstead.
It's Newstead Brewing.
Probably should have got rolled or something before it, but
yeah.
Oh, there's no packaging date on it.
Nah, I don't know, man. Well, they've both got shit in it.
I've lost your screen.
Nah, it's all right, man.
Disaster. The wheels are falling off.
Yeah, you know what it is too? It's because I've done so many Zoom podcasts where Zoom's great because you just set it up. There's no, I don't have to worry about that or anything like that. Like
easy to edit too, hey?
So easy to edit, man. There's a part of me that's going to keep it. Just if I'm interviewing these guys or I'm getting these boys on Double Shot Podcast, check them out. They're fucking funny. They're from Perth. Great blokes. Well, I don't know them. I haven't spoken to them, but
judging, like it.
it's very similar to what we talk about. Just shit chat. Like they told a story. They pretty much tell stories. And from what I've listened to, one of the blokes just blows the story out of proportion. And the other guy sort of reels him back in like, mate, that's not how it went.
Bit of GST.
Yeah. So, yes, but like, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for Zoom. How is it, man?
Interesting.
What is it called? It is the Newstead Brewery, the Art Series. It's a soda ale. It's got...
It smells good, but I feel like it might be flat.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's not bad.
That's not beer.
Yeah, it's
That's not
sort of
beer.
Got a little bit of a hoppy taste at the back.
Yeah,
but...
I like it. It's not beer. It might be beer. I don't know.
It's weird.
Newstead Brewing Co. Help us out. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Sponsor our podcast. Have you seen how we've done that
one? Dude, I saw you did it. Who did you do it with? Jake Turpin?
No,
was it? No.
Tarek Sim. We do this thing on our new weekly podcast. We've only done two episodes, but so we always get a guest on. Myself, Clutzy, and a third guest. And before we start recording, we're like, okay, you need to work in a sponsor message to the podcast. No one knows what it's going to be. Also, it's just completely random, made up on the spot. And it's like the first one we did was Virgin Australia.
I
after
saw
they
that.
Closed.
Dude, that was so legit. I was like, I thought this is my thing. Because in my head, I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? Like, I just didn't even think about the whole Corona thing. I thought like Klutzy's mum worked for Virgin or some shit. No. It was like a family sponsorship.
Because they'd shut down like the week
bro,
before.
Bro, it sounded so legit. Then, but then I realized it was a fucking
Freeny,
joke.
I was like, yeah, enter the code at the checkout for a discount on all your flights. And Freeny's like, to nowhere.
Like, dude, Freeny's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we're probably
going
to get him back on.
You have to, man.
Yeah.
He's like Klutz. He's just got that people's draw.
Yeah.
Like,
and he loves it. He sends me voice recordings every day and accents like, get me on your podcast.
Once again, man, I don't know him, but if I met him, I'd be like, hey, man, we're like buds. Because I fucking know you, bro. From
well, that's sort of why we wanted to do the weekly one. Not so much for like the other members, but so people can get to know Klutz and I. Like, all the brewery ones are good, but if people can relate to us and feel like they know our story and know more, especially Klutzy, like as the face of the group, like if someone sees him in the bar, it'd be sick or like a pub to go up and
or
say
in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Don't go
that's
up to
interesting.
Don't go up to Klutzy at the urinal, guys, because he might get a little bit rattled in there.
Klutzy got recognized for the first time down at the Bolter tap room, and this bloke was giving him the eyes in the bathroom. Klutzy came out and he was very weirded out.
He's giving me the fuck me eyes.
Yeah, we later figured out that the guy recognized Klutzy from the page. So.
Yeah, did I tell you one of the girls that's at Prac knows Klutzy, and she was saying, I feel really bad. I can't even remember her name.
Caitlin,
that's the one. And she was like, because she works at Miss K's as well. And she was like, one time I was like serving people and I heard these like little 18-year-old boys be like, oh, that's Klutzy. That's Klutzy.
And I forgot to tell Klutzy about that actually.
Oh, man. His head will get too big,
right? Exactly. That's worrying. It's already pretty large.
Yeah, mate, he's got a large head. I love you, Klutz. I'm sorry, bro. But, so like, you know, people are getting like full flustered, like, and you think about it, right? You look at our target market and stuff like that, but you know, when we were 18, 19, you looked up to like 23, 24, 25 year olds. Like that's the age group that you're like, oh, when I looked, I used to look up to like, you know, guys at school where I was like, oh man, like those dudes are fucking so cool, man. Yeah. Like I want to be that. Yeah. Like, And now we're sort of like that. Yeah. Like you don't know to what extent. We were talking about this in the bottle load. Like I've been recognized a couple times and taken a couple photos with people. You've probably been recognized. Klutzy's definitely been recognized because the motherfucker's like an iconic looking dude.
I got recognized at Wildlands and I was cross-eyed. This dude was like, "Do you run the Brunt Beer page?" I was like, "Yeah, mate."
Oh, that's the fucking worst, man. That's so shit. The worst. No, you want to know the worst one, man? Because like Frizy, shout out Frizy, who runs Stockies. Like I go to Stockies still because like I like to support him, yeah. And he's good run dude. It for ages. Great bloke. Good like runs
for plenty of DJ sets. Thank you, there you go. Yeah.
Shout out Frizy, but the only downside is Stockies is such a young demographic. Yeah. I should have answered that and put Kira on the podcast. That would have been hilarious. I would have like, you know, I go in there sometimes and like, I didn't even fucking realize half my kids are teacher 18, yeah. Man, because they're all either kept down or something. So I rock in and I'm usually like, you know, I'm not, when I go to Stockies, I'm more conscious of it now. Yeah. So I'll only take like one or two beers, keep on my behavior. But when I first started teaching, man, the amount of times I go to Stockies, be like blind. And then a kid would be like, "Oh, sir." I'll be like, "Fuck, I need to get out of here, man. I need to get out, man." So like, but yeah, like Klutzy's so easy to recognize. Like you can hear Klutz and be like, "That's Klutzy."
Someone's saying to me when we started like the weekly podcast, which is just, again, just trying to be funny. They're like, "All you need to do is get Klutzy to laugh into a microphone and other people will laugh."
Bro, it's so good, eh? Fuck, I don't even know where we were going.
We're talking about Klutzy laughing.
Yeah, sorry, Klutzy laughing and that sort of stuff. Yeah, but anyway, I love your fake sponsorships. That's fucking another thing that you guys do. I won't lie, man. There's stuff that you guys do where I'm like, damn it, I wish I thought of that first. Like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but can you explain the gum thing?
Well, when are you gonna release this?
Like late next week. Well, it'll be next week.
Ours will be out on Monday, so
by the time I'll release this on Thursday.
Yeah, sweet. Okay. So one of my good friends Scott was like, who came on the podcast, which is today's what Saturday. It's coming out on Monday. He was like, "Oh, we should play the Gumtree challenge," and I was like, "What is the Gumtree challenge?" And Scott's like, "Oh, send me numbers of Gumtree ads, but don't tell me what it is, and I'll ring the person and ask them questions and try and figure out what it is." And I was like, holy shit.
I want you to tell the whole story so bad, but I don't want you to because you're gonna release
I'll tell it anyway. So
fuck yeah, it's gonna be out
because it'll be out.
Tell the whole story.
So I had like two lined up. The first one was two live ducks and I was like, this is gonna be so funny. So okay, Scotty, this one's in Aspley. It's two items. They're $25 each. He's like, "Yep, sweet." Rings up, no answer. I was like, "Oh, fuck." Luckily, we prepared another one. Second one was a $2,300 Wave Rider jet ski or some shit. Okay, Scotty, this one's $2,300. It's in Kalanga. Calls up. He's like, "Hey, mate." The guy's like, "Hey, how are you?" Scott's like, "Yeah, good. I'm just calling up about the Gumtree ad." And the guy's like, "Oh, the jet ski." And Scotty's like, "Oh, you fucking ruined it." And hung up on the guy. I was like, "Oh, no, we don't have anything else." And Scott's like, "Just find something." He's like, "Okay, I'll edit this out." So you guys might not even see that part. So I was just finding random ads and sending him numbers. And people either weren't answering or weren't having a bar. And Scott's like, "No, I'm not letting this segment flop." He's like, "Give me a second." And he went on his phone for like 5 minutes. And he's like, "All right, I found an alpaca dealer in WA." And he basically just rang this bloke to prank him. And it goes on and on. And he's eventually gets to the end. He's like,
"Do the end bit. The end bit was the best bit, man.
"Yeah, so my kid's really obsessed with giraffes. And he really wants a giraffe. But obviously, we can't get a giraffe. So I bought him a Labrador and he didn't want a bar of it. So we got a cat and he didn't want a bar of it. So I was wondering, like, do you reckon if I got some spray paint, I could spray paint your alpaca to make it look like a giraffe?"
Fuck.
Did
he actually hang up?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, the dude fully believed it for like 5 minutes because Scott was like, I think the ad was for like a 6-year-old alpaca. Yeah. And no, Scott's like, is 6 years like dog years or human years? And the guy's like, it's like 12 months.
I couldn't even handle it. And the fact he almost caved real quick. Like he said, I remember he's like, "G'day mate, I'm so and so from and he didn't
have a place to go.
He's like, "I'm from Perth." I was like, "Perth's fucking huge,
I didn't show you the end of it, but the guy was like, "Oh, have you got a few acres?" And this guy's like, "Yeah, yeah, I got 4 or 5 acres." And the guy's like, where are you? And he's like, I'm west of Perth. And Perth is literally on the west coast of Australia.
Sorry, the fuck. He's got an island.
As soon as he said it, he's like, and the guy's like, oh, yeah. Like, just went along with it. So,
mate, it's so funny. Cheated. Like, if that was me, though, if I was selling something and that happened, like, you would be so oblivious to it. No, you wouldn't know.
But Scott's like, what if this dude hears it? I was like, there's no way some alpaca dealer in WA is listening to our podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I sort of... Like, what podcast was that? I said something about a famous person, and I was like, oh, shit, should I release this? And I was like, what are the fucking odds? Like, I think it was Chris Hemsworth or something. Yeah. I said something about him being, like, a good-looking dude, and fuck him for being, like, genetically beautiful. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, like, fuck, what if Chris Hemsworth gets offended by me? And I was like, why the fuck would Thor care what this
listening to your podcast, that's the least of your worries, mate. You fucking
right,
made
exactly
it.
Right, man. I don't... Yeah, that'd be... I don't know. Do you ever feel like there's some people, I guess, YouTubers that, and I spoke about this on my last recording, where they, in order to get views, they create triggers. Mm. Like, they talk about, like, Isaac Butterfield doesn't. And, like, people come up to me and like, oh, do you hate Isaac Butterfield? And I'm like, no, I don't fuck. I find him so funny, dude. But you can't deny the fact that he gets a lot of followers by making people angry. Like, he makes people angry. Yeah, he makes people angry. He says things he shouldn't, which in my head, I'm like, bro, as if you wouldn't. Like, everything he says is hilarious. Mm. But there's a part of that where, like, I don't want to get big for making people mad.
Yeah.
I don't want to get big because people are like, fuck you. Oh, and then I, like, got this gang of, like, weird cult followers that are like, yeah, fuck vegans, fuck cyclists, fuck you. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But to make that content is so much easier.
Yeah.
Like, how easy would it be? Set up a camera, 10 minutes.
Just be controversial.
I'm
going to
choose one thing, like, oh, man, fuck poodles. They're the fucking worst dogs. I got a poodle, so they're not the worst dogs. But you know what I mean? Like, to do that is like, I'm not saying it's easy. It's definitely not easy. But to get, all you got to do is hang out in a fucking comment section of Facebook and you'll find out how easy it is to piss people off.
Yeah, 100%. People get pissed off over nothing.
Yeah, like, you'll be like, oh, I fart in the wind and the wind blew south. It's like, well, I fart in the wind blows north. Fuck yeah. Like, it's that easy to piss people off. And, like, you know, there's so many people too that you find that are just like, I've had a shit day at work. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Courier mail. Let's go.
Yeah.
Goes into the comments like, oh, this person says the opposite to me.
Well, they've had a couple of beers as well. Yeah,
I'm going to take my fucking anger out on you, Deborah from fucking Sydney, who I don't even know and who I'll never ever met in my life.
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah.
That sort of time is just like, why the fuck do you do that? I don't understand it, man. Dude, this looks so dank.
I don't know how I feel about drinking the bottom of that.
We I did a podcast with Braddock, and I didn't really want to release the little snippet vid. It was pretty hairy in that Braddock was talking about, yeah, what if someone, like, just got to the top of, like, the brewery thing and just, like, jizzed in it? Like, how would you know?
Classic,
like,
Brad.
Bro, classic Braddock moment. But I was also, it was while we were drinking a beer that looked like that, and I was like,
fair point.
You know,
I don't think I'm gonna drink the rest of that, eh?
Nah, man. It's like,
I feel like that beer wasn't carbonated. I don't know.
Nah, it was flat. There was only one left.
Yeah, maybe
so
it's old.
It could be old, man.
I also noticed there wasn't a package date on the bottom, which is a bit weird, but
excellent. That makes me feel better. We could both die.
Exactly.
It's Newstead Brewing Co., so it should be okay. Anyway. Dude, a lot of the crafties don't. Check the Bolter one.
Nah, this one will.
Can we talk about this, please?
Yeah, this one does. 13th of the that's best before. Anyway.
Yeah. Can we talk about
it's
that?
It's probably my favourite beer I've ever had in the whole world. Big,
fuck,
big call.
Huge call.
Yeah.
Was that Bolter though? Yeah, well, you were wearing the shirt.
Garage Project are from New Zealand, who I also love, did a collab with Bolter. And they both did the same recipe, but Bolter used Australian hops and Garage Project used New Zealand hops.
Fuck, that's smart.
So it was really hard to get. I actually tried the Garage Project one on tap somewhere. I don't think you could get it in Cairns here, but it was a fucking awesome beer.
Yeah, once again, man, I'm a sucker for can designs.
Yeah,
and that is
sick,
a fucking ripper, man.
That, like, Garage Project, you should look at all their cans. They're so sick. And Bolter's branding is awesome, so
yeah.
Not surprised.
Do you, so can you talk about why there's a plant sitting out of that can?
Once again,
you're fucking on the business mindset,
it's actually
man.
Funny.
Yeah, it's sick, bro.
Garage Project started in a brewery in Wellington or something, somewhere in New Zealand. And when isolation started, they were like, oh, they started a group called Garage Project at Home, Facebook group. And they were like, oh, show us your isolation projects that you're working on in your garage.
Yeah.
And we'll give you vouchers to the online store.
Yeah.
And I, like, have been collecting my cans. So I've tried so many scat-ass beers. So I had this huge bag of cans and I was like, oh, I should do something with my Garage Project cans for this, and I was like talking to Rach, like, what could we do? We were thinking about, like, you can make like coasters out of cans and stuff, or just making like a shelf.
Yeah.
And Rach was like, why don't we put plants in them? I was like, oh, that'd be mad. So I had like 12, or maybe, I don't know how many it is, Garage Project cans, and all the cans look similar to this. Like, they're all like sick designs on them. Can open in the top, bit of potting mix and some succulents. And I posted it on my personal Instagram story, and people were like,
bro, I hit you up straight away. I was like, fuck, I want one.
This is so mad. And so I just started like another Instagram for it. And like, I haven't even been paying attention to it or anything. Nah. But like,
you don't need to though. It's just a hobby thing, man.
Like $100 worth of succulents out of it.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. And then you invest that into beer, exactly, post right, content about the beer.
Yeah, like, exactly right.
Yeah, because I love it, man. Like, I'm going to get another one off here as well,
yeah,
which I will buy.
Maybe we should do this one.
Yeah, well, oh, that's right. I was going to say, can you do that one for me?
Yeah, for sure. It fucking almost looks like it will match.
Well, I love that can design. Yeah, it's unfortunate that there's like jizz in the bottom of this beer, but you know, it is what it is. Yeah, man, I'm really big on setting up sort of my own, like, I want more things to sort of represent like what I'm about in my, I call it a, well, to me, this is a studio. Yeah. It's not your stereotypical.
Portable studio,
it's a portable studio. When I talk about the table and everything, and you know, I got shout out to James Tilly, JCT_Tattoo. He did my Itachi custom piece, which is fucking awesome, man. Which also I bought, just so everyone knows, there's no handouts here. Like, everything I want to put here, I want to buy myself. You know,
the thing is, you want to support, like, you
that's it. I don't want handouts, man. I don't need that. Like, you know, I'm hopefully in the works when this gets released. Hopefully, I snag one, but I'm in the works getting like a custom Hermit plastic glove collab where Connor's gonna do, and like I'm happy, I'll pay extra because that's valuable to me, and I want to support them. Like, I'd be a dick if I'm sitting here,
what,
like,
a sick story though. Imagine if you end up getting 10,000 views on every podcast, and you've got, I don't know what he's making for you, what, like, whatever
it's like
is.
A hoodie,
and you're wearing your hoodie. Oh, that's a mad hoodie, where'd you get it? Well, actually,
that's,
I did
it.
A podcast with this dude back when, you know,
when I was just starting out.
Imagine him by then as well. Like,
yeah, exactly, man. Well, he's already killing. He's one guy. I reckon,
dude, I've sent him messages on his page, like, exactly what I was talking about before, providing value. Like, I probably wouldn't rock his clothes if I'm honest. Like, not my style.
Exactly.
I follow him because it's like, this is sick what he's doing. I've sent him messages being like, I literally sent him a message the other day being like, how do you post your shirts? Like, I'm struggling on the Ozpost website. What's the best way to do it? And he's like, oh, this is what you do. Bang, bang, bang. So
he's
like,
a
legend.
Really good dude.
Absolute
man.
Legend.
Really good bloke. And if I reckon you should actually, on your personal podcast, sit down and chat with him, man. Cause he's one of the most driven people I've ever, like, he is just like an absolute, like, workhorse. Like, he said he'll be up at like 2 a.m. replying to comments because he'll be like, no, these people are valuing my stuff. Like, the reason I am here right now is because people buy my stuff. If I'm just acting like I'm all high and mighty and I'm better than everyone else, then that's not what the brand's about.
Yeah.
So he's just such a legit dude that's just a fucking workhorse, man. Like, I have so much respect after jumping in and doing it myself. So much respect for those people who I sort of, you know, I hate using the word grind, but they do. They just grind away, man. Yeah. They just work hard
slowly,
constantly. And like, I guess when you're passionate in it, like, you know, you'd be very much like me. Like, I love creating content, man. I love it because it's now become something that is like, it's a thrill. Mm. Like, for me, it's like when I release something, it's like how I fucking feel before a game of footy. Like, that's how I feel. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, let's go. Let's do this. I got another one. Oh, fuck. I want more now. Like, it's
the thing I always think about as well is back to like, sort of, this might not be the best way to look at it, but the whole business thing is like, I always think if you can have 100 loyal fans, right, who are willing to spend $100 on your product, like, let's say you just launched a merch store and had 100 fans spend $100, that's 10 grand, right? Like, that's sick.
And that's not even a lot of, that's not a lot
and
of
like,
people.
Have you ever ordered clothes online and not spent $100?
Oh, mate, I always do. And you know, the thing about too that I love is like, I'll buy something and I feel good knowing it's going to like a local business. Like, if I go into like, I mean, fuck,
even
I don't
like
know.
YKTR,
like,
you get it. You're like, he's provided that much content and value. He's basically taught me everything that I know about it. Like, I put his shirt on, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, this is sick. You know,
exactly. And you feel so much better. Like, you know, you could go to fucking, I don't know, like
Universal
or something like that, buy some clothes, whatever. But, you know, you're repping nothing.
Yeah.
You're not repping something.
You don't know anything.
Clothing to me is so much more than just clothing now. Clothing to me is you're supporting someone. You're supporting someone's dream. You're supporting someone's...
Well, that's what I swear, a shirt's a shirt. It's the way you feel about when you put the shirt on, like how you feel about that shirt. Like, that's...
I'll forever rock, like, you know, Few and Far Collective, because the guy who, like, sort of designs it all, Steen Jones, is just from day dot, man. Like, I look at this, right? So I'll wind right back to when I was like 19. I started following Steen Jones. He's like a street artist, and he does a clothing company and all that sort of stuff. The only reason I started listening to Joe Rogan and got interested in podcasts is because Steen used to post stories about, oh, like Joe Rogan, like,
yeah.
And like, you know, I look at Joe Rogan as how much of an inspiration him and a whole bunch of the other podcasters are, but I wouldn't have even known about any of them if it wasn't for Steen putting it in his story. Yeah. So I'll rep fucking Few and Far,
yeah,
like to death, man, because it's, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for not just the brand, but him starting, like, creating waves and giving it out.
That's like the content side of thing. I think the thing that excites me is, like, we haven't, at the moment, all I'm trying to do is grow the brand, right? As much, because basically the way I look at it, if you can grow a brand, whether it's Hermit or Bloody Beer and Beers, whatever, you can slap your logo or your brand on anything. Like, yeah, you could release a backpack if your brand's big enough and people, you know, would froth it. So the thing that excites me is, like, we obviously see, like, the back end of how our podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff perform.
Yeah.
We'll have 2 days where we get no listens. The third day, I'll post a clip from a podcast and it's like, boom, 20 downloads on the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's 20 people out of my 100 that I need to make 10K. Yeah. That's the shit that excites me. 100%, like, I'll post a bit of content and be on my phone every 5 minutes, like, refresh, 19, 20, 22, like, sick. Like, you know what I mean? It's sick to see it happening.
We were also talking about on the way up here as we were getting beers how our mindsets towards social media have changed immensely. Like, I never waste time on social media anymore. Like, and I get that's definitely because of Kia. Kia's like, it's a tool. You can be one of two people. You can be the one that uses it as a tool, or you could be the one watching someone use it as a tool. Depends which side of the fence you want to be on. And, like, you know, not everyone wants to create content. That's fine. But for me, I want to be one of those people that is creating stuff for other people to watch. Like, I don't want to sit there on my phone and just be like mindlessly scrolling.
Dude, and I found that with, I think when we had our first Zoom podcast in isolation, I was like, I have so much time. I'm sitting here doing nothing. Like, I should be doing something. Like, and I've just basically made myself busy, built all the website, got it all done. Like, it's so much better. I'd hate to sit there and watch. Like, not that there's anything wrong with it, but spent a whole day watching Netflix. It's like, well, that's a whole day where I could have...
Yeah.
Like, I look at other days, I'm like, okay, so today I got a new ABN, signed up for a new bank account, built a website, went to AusPost and picked up my satchels. Like, literally in one day, I'm ready to sell shirts online, or I could sit there and watch the Formula One documentary, which is fucking sick.
Everyone should watch it. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm balls deep in Final Dance, bro. So
Ray started watching without me. I was like,
really?
I was recording a podcast, so I went into bed and she's watching. I was like, that is damn so
it.
Dog.
See, man, it's a killer. But once again, Netflix somehow have worked out my brain. So I was like, when they started releasing two episodes at a time, I was like, why the fuck would you do that? Because you get one, you're like, yes, another one.
Yeah.
And then after that one, you're like, Fuck. Like, you get, they give you just enough. They give you just enough of a taste where you're just like, oh, I need shit. The next and then one. The worst thing is, I got to catch up again. So I'll rewatch the one that came out before so I know where this one's going. So the second episode of the two that they release, I'll always watch the second one twice.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they manage to do it. I don't know how they get their ideas. I don't know how. But they've sat in a room and gone, I think we should do this. And this is going to work. And I'm just like, how did you come up with that?
Line and sinker.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's really that marketing thing is so just, I would say it's underrated, but it's not. People know how to do it. Yeah. If you know, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Smart people.
Fuck yeah, man. I kind of feel sort of dumb, but like, you just,
I feel like that all the time.
Yeah, dude. You know, when you're surrounded by people that are so much smarter than you.
Or like, you purchase something and you're like, I'm such a sucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
I'm not even surprised I bought that because...
Dude, Wish. Man, I went through a Wish stage. You would have seen, like, man, I used to do Wish reviews on this channel. And it was like... But I'd buy the fucking shit products, man. Like, I bought like two rings off Wish. And I was like, why did I just buy...
Dude, that's like, even YKTR. Like, their clothes are a little bit like not really my style too much. I wear a fair bit of their stuff, but it's more like the plain stuff, not their like more outlandish stuff. And I split a thing up about... mystery boxes, and like $300 is like, I'm so in. Like, I'm so
in. You just like drop it.
And Rachel's like, that's a lot of money to spend on clothes. Like, no, I'm going to do it. And then I was like, I didn't even like their clothes that much.
Yeah, but like, see what I mean? Like, I ended up
not buying it, but I was like, I would have got that and been like,
that is, but also, once again, that's fucking 100% their brand, man. Yeah. They know exactly what they're doing. Like, they're so accurate with their targeting. It's crazy.
But even just their content, like, that's, it works. content works. Good fucking content, man. Works.
Definitely does, bro. Hey, man, we've been going for an hour now.
Classic.
Are we doing a second?
Classic us. Yeah.
Classic. Are we doing a second one?
Actually, record the first episode of my podcast. It won't be released as the first.
Yeah.
But I haven't recorded any other one, so.
No pressure for the Jash man. Oh, sorry, for the Hermit.
Who's the Jash man?
I'm the Jash man. That's what I turn into when I'm drunk. No one likes the Jash man. I told you that story how like my mate Desi, who played fucking NRL last year, was saying I can't catch bombs, and he's like, I said, I'll bet you a carton I can catch 3 out of 5 of your bombs. And I called my dad this morning. My dad's like, are you fucking stupid?
I reckon.
Are you fucking dumb? Oh, man. Well, did I tell you, like, I was like,
can you please film it? Can you vlog it? Oh,
yeah, 100%, man. They want to film it and put it on the school's website. Yeah. So they, or the
you
whole,
vlog
all
it,
the fucking footy boys
this
at school.
I my podcast, and I reckon I can catch these bombs.
Because
so
I was like, oh, how high do you reckon you can kick it? Like 50 meters? They're like, bro, it's coming down. It's coming down with snow on it. That's how fucking high it's going. I'm like,
shit. You haven't ever seen a ball go that high.
No,
before.
And then then Desi was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw you some torps too. Oh, I was like, fucking hell. So like, and I had to Google what a torp was, and I was like, oh, I'm fucked, man. I might just come into work with a carton and be like, there you go, boys.
Let's save time here.
Let's take that. Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's get cracking on your bloody podcast. Where can people find you, bro?
Darcy Gannon on Instagram.
Yeah, or Half Sucked Tins.
Yeah, I think we've got like 23 followers now.
At
so
Half Sucked Tins.
Two C's, SUCCC.
Yeah.
Or yeah, Bloody Brilliant Beers. Yeah. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook
people,
group.
People know now. Yeah. People know. People who follow the Hermit know exactly who you are. You know what it is, guys. It's Indie City Hermit Podcast. I'm not going to talk you through all the subscribe shit, but also you should go subscribe and also follow me on Instagram for more fucking memes. I'm really digging the memes lately,
and for
man.
The talk video that's coming.
And for the what?
The torp video.
Oh, bro. I'll put that. Yeah, if you want to watch me drop like an ex-NRL player's torpedo, fuck, it'll
and
be
lose,
up soon.
Lose a carton of beers.
Oh, yeah. I'm not losing because I'm going to drink half of it, so it's okay.
Win-win.
Yeah, bro. All right. Cheers, Darcy. I love you, brother.
Thanks.